Oh, yeah. Head out on the highway, provided the roads are good. And if you want to put another $3.5 billion on the debt, you can do that, too. Or we can raise gas tax 45 cents. Whatever you're into. My next guest, Tori Sachs, Executive Director at Michigan Rising Action. Tori, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The governor's State of the State spent most of the day, a very short speech, by the way, 34, 35 minutes, not very long. And much of it focused on the roads, saying that she can go around the legislature altogether and get bonds in the value of $3.5 billion. I don't know if that's true or not, but I know that that's a short-term solution to a long-term problem. Yes or no?
Absolutely correct, Steve. I would say it was probably a short speech because she had no accomplishments from last year to tell. But looking forward on her new roads plan, I mean, she's going to take $3.5 billion out, essentially maxing out the state's credit card that we're going to have to pay back with compounding interest. It's only going to go to the highways and main state roads. So the roads that you take every day to school, you know, when you're dropping your kids off or to church or to the grocery store, those local roads are not going to get fixed. And in fact, the money that we have to pay back on interest for the bond is going to take away from those local roads, those county roads that we drive on most of the time.
Right. So here we are again. You know, and we did this during the Engler years, right? We did build Michigan 1, 2, and 3. I don't think that's paid off yet. And
it's
that was the 1990s, right? No, we still have that. And here's the thing, that Tori, that people don't realize, and it depends on your source, but Michigan is more than $100 billion in debt. You say that to people, they say, oh, we are not. Yeah, the state is $100 billion in debt or more. Some say $150. And we're going to pile onto that? That doesn't make sense to me.
It's not a plan, right? She said this is her plan B. Well, let's take a step back. Plan A was a 45-cent gas tax that both Republicans and Democrats in the state legislature said this is a non-starter. They had a couple meetings, it's my understanding. The Republicans put several proposals on the table. She didn't even negotiate any of them and walked away. You know, then she talked about last night, too, about, you know, let's not play games. Well, then she played games with cutting funding for people with autism, at-risk school students, health care, veterans.
All sorts of folks,
opioid
right.
treatment. Right, that's what she was playing games with.
Yeah.
And then we come back this year, and her plan B is to increase the debt. I mean, it's a credit that our kids are going to have to pay off 30, 40 years from now. It's not fair to them. It's not a real solution. And like I said, the worst part is the most traveled roads, our local roads, the roads that you're driving to drop your kids off at school this morning, are not going to get fixed.
So let's talk about some other things. One of her promises on the campaign trail was building bridges, right? Building bridges to, you know, being inclusive, I suppose, literally, figuratively. What do you make of that?
Again, it's a joke. Who'd she build bridges with? She took advantage of people with autism. She went to their event last year. She said she was going to be their ally, and then she cut their funding. That's not building bridges. That's being vindictive. That's not leadership. I think people, when they saw her on the campaign trail, they said, you know, she seems moderate. She seems like she's going to have some good solutions. She told Bill Schuette in a debate that she's not going to raise the gas tax.
And she mocked. She didn't just tell him that. She mocked him, Tori. She mocked Bill Schuette in, you know, in that debate because he suggested she would raise the gas tax by 20 cents. She went more than double that.
Yeah, and I mean, look, and now Nancy Pelosi has called, Chuck Schumer has called her, right, to give the State of the Union response next week. You know, and frankly, I'm not surprised, right? All they want to do is raise taxes or take on debt, and she's right in line with them.
Well, my theory on that, Tori Sachs here with us, the executive director at Michigan Rising Action. My guess on the State of the Union response, let's be honest for what that is. That's a test run for Gretchen Whitmer getting the nod to be a vice presidential candidate for the Democrats. Let's be clear about what they're doing. They're taking their convention to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because they have to have Wisconsin back, and they're going to do everything they can to get Michigan back, up to and including selecting the governor to run for vice president on the Democratic ticket. Make no mistake, that's what that is. And we'll see what happens.
I don't disagree with you, Steve. I would say, look, President Trump is coming to Michigan today to tout the USMCA trade deal, something that is a much-needed victory for Michigan's workers, Michigan's agriculture industry. He got that passed through Congress, despite being, you know, impeached, but he got that passed through Nancy Pelosi's majority in Congress, and you're telling me that Gretchen Whitmer can't get some kind of proposal passed through a very, you know, cooperative Michigan legislature? That's ridiculous. And I think for people who are looking at this from home, I think that's the difference in leadership, right? President Trump is still getting results despite impeachment.
Yeah, and for all the people
is just trying to tax us.
And for all the people, Tori, who said USMCA, that wasn't even possible. That would never happen. That was a pie in the sky, pipe dream nonsense. Would not even possible. Don't even talk about it. You'll just look foolish. And here it is, signed. And today, his first stop, having signed USMCA, is at Dana Corporation in Warren, Michigan, because it's a huge victory, not just for him politically, but for people that are in agriculture and manufacturing and all of these different places. I'll give you the last word.
Well, thanks, Steve. I would like people to join us at MichiganRisingAction.org. We're going to keep these liberal policies accountable in Michigan. We're really becoming a battleground state for these radical policies. So join us at MichiganRisingAction.org.
Greatly appreciate it. Tori Sachs, always a pleasure, and I'm sure we will talk again very soon. Thank you, Tori.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good one.
There you have it. Tori Sachs, everybody. And you can always find out more, like she said, at Michigan Rising Action. But let's be clear. There's no hiding what the invitation was for the response to the State of the Union. That is to put Gretchen Whitmer on the national stage so that other Democrats can become familiar with her name and her face, so that when she is selected to be a running mate on a Democratic ticket, which is a distinct possibility depending on how she does there, they will know who she is. They will be able to embrace her, and the Democrats will do whatever it takes, at least try, to win Michigan back in 2020 November, 277 days from now. We'll see how that works out, and we'll see. And what do you think about the governor being the vice presidential nominee? Go to stevegruber.com. Drop me a line on that. Some final thoughts after this.
Are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So, whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.NashvilleSongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.